Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cavs up 1-0 in the series. Tough-ass basketball. Tough fight in Cleveland Cavalier basketball. It was good to see it.
What did you think of that toughness? Was that something that answered all of the questions immediately, or?
I want to ask the fans. 216-474-0092, were the Cavs tough? Because I thought, other than winning the game, which is the ultimate goal, I thought the toughness, that's what I was so happy about. Seeing Isaac Okoro not being afraid. I don't think that guy's afraid to mix it up anyway, but jumping right in there. Just seeing it, I'm like, yeah, this is good. I like this. Good.
Well,
let's get gritty.
Isaac
Okoro, let's go after him.
I think he has to understand they're going to be series where it's not going to be a series for him. Like Okoro, they don't need to play him in this series that much. So how can he make a difference? And this is what you learn when you get more playoff series. The problem is last year, you only got one playoff series, and that was it. And everything went haywire in that series. Yep. Basically, nobody played well, except for maybe Caris LeVert here and there. I remember Darius had that game too. And that was it. I mean, Chetty had some good stretches, and he's no longer on the Cavs. So you only get so much time, and Isaac Okoro, he knew what this series was going to be all about for him. So I think he met that qualification immediately.
216-474-0092. I love the toughness. I thought that they were tough. I thought that they were physical. I thought that they were willing to be. And again, I'm not talking about having to square up and have fights with guys. When we talk about toughness, like, and I go back to like Kendrick Perkins. I mentioned him in the last segment in the pregame, things like that. When Kendrick Perkins got signed by the Cavs, like everybody's like, here's our enforcer. He's going to go out there and he's going to swing on everybody. And rightfully so, with a lot of fans obviously felt that way. But it's not just about squaring up and having fights. It's about being able to box guys out, push guys out of the way. If you're going to commit a foul, commit a good foul, commit a hard foul, make them think twice before they come through your lane, things like that. And that's what kind of stuck out to me back on Saturday. I thought that they were willing to do that. They were willing to pay that physical price that they might not have known. I tell you what, depending on how this series goes, and it was one game, you know, that might be something that they actually had to learn to do. Like, I do think you can learn to be tough, as much as most people say, nah, you're either born with it or not. No, I think that you got to go through a place where you understand that these things don't hurt as much, that this is going to be the way it is, and you're going to have to be tough. I think that that comes over some period of time. I disagree with ones who say that it's just naturally put into people and they can either do it or they can't. And I think that the Cavaliers, and I'm so glad to hear it, I think that they did learn a lesson last year. I hope that they don't make me look like an idiot tonight, but I think that they learned a lesson last year. Like, hey, man, like we're really going to have to go in there and start to body around and start to get this thing going if we're going to get to where we want to go.
Well, so I'm already seeing the it's just the Magic. So we've already jumped to that phase of, hey, we weren't going to get excited about the playoffs because of what they did in Game 82. And we've hashed that out to death over the last week. But then they get to whooping on the Magic, and immediately it's the Magic. And so I guess I don't understand. Did you only care if this team like went to the NBA Finals this year? Because that's probably not going to happen. So it's just a dark year for you. Like, I don't understand. The whole point is that here you go in the Eastern Conference pecking order. Now you have a team that's below you that finished with almost the exact same amount of wins you did for the season. You've been healthy. They've been healthy all year. You've been the team that's been injured.
Well, the whole conversation. I want to bring this up again later, but I'll tell you how I feel about that conversation now. I think that there are some people who quietly, and maybe even not so quietly, I think they wanted the Cavs to lose. And hand on a stack of Bibles a mile high, I wish a lot of things for the Cavs. wishing they lose ain't one of them. Because you can make clear-headed decisions the more successful you become. They have to taste success, and that's what makes this series important. I do think there's some people who feel if they win this series, then there's going to be no change, that they're just going to run it back with what they have. Like, there are definitely people who are hell-bent on firing J.B. Bickerstaff. I don't think I believe that J.B. Bickerstaff is going to be here very long. I'm not going to call for firings because that's just something I ain't going to do. I don't think that he's going to be a guy who's probably going to start the year with the Cleveland Cavaliers next year. Unless they were to get to an Eastern Conference Finals and surprise Boston or Miami, but I'm going to say Boston. And surprise Boston, then maybe we could have ourselves a different conversation. I don't think beating the Magic will do that, but I think it can also, it can do so much for what you're trying to build. Because when the dust settles after this, Darius Garland's in year five, going into year six. I think that there still needs to be an accelerator there. Evan Mobley will be going into year four. All right, I got good experience there with him. Donovan Mitchell, can I make an argument for you? Jared Allen has had a sensational season, and I've been much happier with him than at any point he's ever been with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and I think he's a high-motor guy that a lot of people like naturally. So there's things that I can now say that are good, and I'm not just going to be mad and start making bad decisions just because I'm angry with the basketball team. So winning is always going to be better. So I can't just say it's just the Magic. Guys, I don't think it's going to be just the Magic here in 3 or 4 years. Paolo Banchero's 21 years old. He's in his second season, right? They're already in the playoffs?
He's incredible. I mean, yeah. He is absolutely incredible. He's going to be incredible.
Somebody took a swing at me because I said, I wrote in the first 2 minutes of the game, I go, well, clearly everything's going to run through him, and I think that everything's going to be fine. I think we might have made too big a deal about this series because he's just 21 years old. But that's what I meant by it, is that it makes me feel a little bit better, but it also, hey, that's a team that has a hell of a future with that young man.
This is why you got to remind people, like, yeah, we've all wanted Evan Mobley to be further ahead, and I've been critical at times this year of Evan. Evan's 22. So everything you just said about Banchero, like, Evan Mobley is young. Young guys in this league in the playoffs, it takes them time. Unfortunately, you know, Evan only got the one series last year against the Knicks, and I think we all saw what that was about. Like, but he was not able to meet the physicality of that series. This time around, I think he's you can see it. There's improvement.
Hear it in our voices, though. Hear it exactly how it is. Like, Lima tried to goat me in the first segment. It was fun. But hear it in our voices. As angry as I got last Monday, and really I was, you kind of paddled me and then I got mad about it. As angry as I was last Monday, as angry and vitriolic as fans have been over the last week, you can hear it where, yeah, you win, you start to buy some understanding. You know, I can start to see a little bit of success goes a long way, and let me see how you're building this. Let me see the turn. I'm not just saying things now. I can actually see some results there on the floor. I mean, you can hear with all of us that anything that you win and you win the right way is going to buy you some understanding with what you're trying to do. 216-474-0092. Were the Cavs tough yesterday, Larry and Garfield, or on Saturday? Larry and Garfield, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Okay, I'm not impressed because it was only Orlando.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not impressed with that.
What will impress you?
If they beat Boston.
If they beat Boston. Okay. So we're gonna be negative until they beat Boston?
Yes, sir.
You can't find any positives?
No.
There was nothing positive from Saturday's game, Larry.
No, because that's a team you should beat.
I understand that. They're favored, I mean, but you can't find anything positive in that game. They won by 14. They were up by as many as 20.
I'd be understanding if this was like that fourth LeBron team. Remember the team that struggled with the Boston and Indiana, you know, en route to go into the finals that fourth year? Nobody was going to be impressed by anything that LeBron team did anymore because they had won a championship. This Cavs team has not won a playoff series. They haven't won. They won one playoff game last year. I don't understand how this team was. Some of you, it's like NBA finals or bust. Like, do you do that with the Guardians and the Browns? What is it about this Cavs team that you threw them all the way to the top immediately that hadn't accomplished anything?
216-474-0092.
I really want to get into the psychology.
I think that some people got mad.
People got mad last year. What if I would have said that about the Browns? What if the Browns would have beaten the Houston Texans in round one? I'm like, ah, rookie quarterback, rookie head coach, not impressed. We had way more talent than them on the field. You guys would have yelled. You guys would have thrown me out of the town. You guys would have been. I would have been tarred and feathered.
I got a theory behind that. I want to get to Vaughn and Parma first. Hello, Vaughn.
What's going on, you guys?
Hi.
I got 310 music last time, so I'm gonna share it lightly. I wanted to make this phone call because my birthday Thursday. Shout out to all the Tauruses out there. I go to Punta Cana. I leave tomorrow morning. So I really want to say
to the Tauruses. Absolutely. Continue, Vaughn.
I wanted to just say something real quick, you guys. If you guys just give me a second, I just want to get this out the way.
Say it. Say it. Stop asking and talk. Okay. Go.
Thank you, Ken.
You got
I just don't understand how all this hate going towards the Cavs about us ducking competition. I understand, like Anthony Lyman be saying, like, I understand we all should be frustrated, the same thing as you. But the thing that irritates me, guys, is the Cleveland fans. It's okay for the Cleveland Browns. Would we rather play the Kansas City Chiefs or the Baltimore Ravens? No, we want the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Colts. So when the Cavs do it, we get all the heat towards the Cavs. And I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. Secondly, like every time the Browns – I watch the show every day, listen to the show every day.
Thank you.
Every time the Browns had a bad win, we had come in – if it's a bad loss, but we still won, we had still had victory Monday for the Browns. We do the Super Bowl Browns. But then when the Cavs lose and Anthony Lyman trying to get you all hyped, Ken, Carmen, you like this. I don't know. I understand the first
I was upset when they lost. Ken. I'm not upset this morning. I thought they played exceedingly well, and
I thought they were
tough.
No, I'm going about last week when Anthony Lyman was starting to play the music, and then you were still down about it. But when the Browns have a bad win, I mean, they win the game, but it's still a bad football game. We'll still do the Super Bowl Browns. We don't doubt ourselves about the Browns. But I get it because this is a football town over the Guardians and over the Cavs.
I think there's a psychology.
But we still have to keep the same energy for the Cavs also because I feel like people play favoritism with the Browns, but not with the Cavs. When we have a bad loss with the Browns,
it'll be
a bad win, but it's a bad game. We come in Monday very excited. Do we not? We do.
Vaughn, I got to let you go. Happy birthday. All right. Shouts to the Tauruses out there. Shout out to the Tauruses. Is it Taurus? Obviously.
I don't know why you're looking at me.
I'm a Cancer, which that can be explained a lot.
I'm a veteran, damn it.
Well, thank you very much for your service. 216-474-0092. I actually have a theory with what Vaughn said. Vaughn makes a little bit of sense. Can I explain that when we come back?
Okay.
All right, were the Cavs tough on Saturday? 216-474-0092. That, and for the first time since I can't remember, I'm a fan of a player I've never met.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.